I knew that I couldn't fight it to keep the new town away, so I thought I would join it. As time went on, I did take an interest in things in the new town, but there's a few incidents that might be of interest to what happened while I still farmed at Gilgrove and the new town was being built on the opposite side of Honeypot Lane. They got the first road through, which was the first road to be opened in the new town, Whitmore Way, and I remember Colonel Whitmore, Lord Lieutenant of Essex, opening that. After that, we began to see the foundations of houses being put in, and the corporation workmen used to come along, and they thought they owned everything, and they'd often come through gates and hedges into the farm and let the cattle out. They let them out one night, and they all walked across the road and through the foundations opposite. So I reckon there's some cow footmarks under some of the floors on the Fryans estate. From that, I met Newtown people and leaders of the tenants' associations, and they began to want halls and facilities and amenities, and I took an interest and said that I would join and help them. I felt that it was something that we got to accept. But it was a very hard job to accept it and lose your living. The corporation wanted my farm, Gilgrove, to build on, and on one occasion I laid down in front of the bullnoses and said, at your peril, you kill me first before you'll take my farm. And eventually I found that I could hold them up for 7 years unless they gave me earth for earth, area for area, farmstead for farmstead. So I've had some fun.